One of the issues surrounding workplace safety is the number of serious highway crashes related to work. In fact, 2010 statistics show that better than half of the fatalities in Wyoming were transportation-related. Colonel Mark Trostel is the former head of the Colorado Highway Patrol. During his time, that state went from having one of the lowest traffic safety records to the fifth best. He's currently working to improve Encana's traffic safety record, and so far, so good. Trostel has been chosen to help Wyoming find ways to improve its ranking. We caught up with him during a recent presentation in Gillette. Trostel says the first thing Wyoming needs to do is to get more information.
You got to look at what's causing your accidents. So you got to do some analysis. You got to capture that data, do that analysis. One of the problems we've had forever in traffic safety and in driving safety is we've been great about tracking lagging indicators. We're great about knowing how many crashes we had, what those costs are. But coming up with leading indicators, things that we can identify that we can mitigate or propose or develop programs to mitigate, have been very difficult. So in this modern age, though, the use of technology with in-vehicle monitoring systems and some of those types of things, we're much better equipped today than we have been in the past to try to develop those leading indicators and then develop the programs to offset those. So it's a multi-pronged approach in many ways.
So, for instance, Wyoming's approach with getting an epidemiologist to study this, that's maybe a good step.
Yes, absolutely. I sit on the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition. I'm also on the Wyoming Oil and Gas Industry Safety Alliance. And the Seatbelt Coalition, in fact, has been very active in the analysis, working with the Wyoming Department of Transportation, a multitude of different organizations, advocacy groups, the coroners, law enforcement, first responders, EMS, everything across the board to identify specific things. Seatbelt use in Wyoming, yes, that is a significant issue. And by raising the compliance rates, more people are going to survive crashes. There's no question about that. So there's lots of things that we can do if we have the right data, if we analyze it correctly, and can implement programs to mitigate those kinds of things.
Colonel Trostel, I'm curious what your, as you looked at your work with Encana here in this state, what was maybe something that you noticed that you corrected to have that high success rate?
Well, one of the things we noticed is the propensity for people to speed. Speeding is a serious issue throughout the United States, but particularly in Wyoming. Wyoming has a higher traffic-related fatality rate associated with speeding events than the national average. Wyoming, for example, about 60% of the fatalities are speed-related, whereas throughout the U.S. it's about 31%. So it's pretty significant, significantly higher in Wyoming. So one of the things that we've done is address that through our in-vehicle monitoring. We track when people exceed posted speed limits in Wyoming in our vehicles. The other thing is the seatbelt use. We know that the mindset in a lot of Wyomingites and a lot of people that drive in Wyoming is, you know, and one thing that makes Wyoming great is that independent-minded way of thinking, less government intrusion, and a lot of people see the seatbelts as an intrusion of government in their personal lives. One of the things that is often lost in that conversation, though, is the fact that it's costly to everybody through higher insurance rates, through Medicare, Medicaid costs, those kinds of things. So anything we can do to monitor that seatbelt use compliance rate and increase that is going to save all of us money as individuals. So that's another factor that we've addressed within Encana: seatbelt use, creation of practices, policies, distracted driving is another big one. It's a growing national problem. So we've developed programs to impact that as well.
Would you like to see the legislature look at the issue of allowing people to get pulled over for not wearing seatbelts?
Well, I know for a fact that those states that have primary seatbelt laws do have better compliance rates. Wyoming is just like Colorado in the fact that it is a secondary law. You can't get stopped simply for not wearing the seatbelt. There has to be another traffic violation that's committed for that officer to make or issue a citation for not wearing a seatbelt. So from the perspective that better compliance means fewer lives lost, yes. I'm an advocate for primary seatbelt laws. You know, I also understand the reality of the situation and the intent of the legislature And obviously, must and always will be committed to working with whatever legislation that exists in the state to still impact the issues, the seatbelt compliances, to the extent that we can.
I would be interested in your thoughts on, can we develop a program as a state, or is it better to do what you're doing from a holistic standpoint and do it company by company, organization by organization? I'm just kind of curious what you think might work best.
Well, you know, that's a great question. But in my view, it is really in the best interest of the companies to do it without that required regulatory compliance. You know, if companies realize that with leadership commitment, that they can be more profitable and more successful if they are safer, then we don't need that government regulation or regulatory environment to have to function in. So if companies would come to that realization, implement their programs, they don't need the government to regulate it if they're going to do it themselves, because it is in their best interest and also in the best interest of all the residents of Wyoming.
Colonel Mark Trostel, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Bob.